Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 3rd. You'll be interested to know. 60 years ago today, in 1965, astronaut Edward White made history by becoming the first American to perform a spacewalk during the Gemini 4 mission. Stepping out of the spacecraft, he floated in the vastness of space for approximately 23 minutes, connected only by a tether. This courageous act not only showcased human bravery, but also marked a significant milestone in space exploration, paving the way for future extravehicular activities and inspiring generations to reach for the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 6+ feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 2 to 4 mph, creating some slight bumps as the day progresses. Enjoy the early session before the conditions start to get choppy later on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3-foot outgoing high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 3.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first low tide Tuesday will be a 0.5 foot at 10:30 a.m., with a 4.5-foot high tide just after 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday features inconsistent surf with fair morning conditions transitioning to choppy afternoons. Wave heights range from 2 to 4+ feet, peaking at stomach high on Friday. Light winds early shift to 10+ mph, creating bumpy conditions. Thursday offers the best early glassy sessions, while Friday's swell remains manageable but increasingly rough, making for a challenging paddle out later in the day. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 68 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:57 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today with a high around 66 and a light west breeze. Tonight, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11, with low temperatures near 62 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers Wednesday morning, then partly sunny skies with a high near 64. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 62. Thursday and Friday will bring partly sunny to mostly sunny conditions, with highs near 65 and 66. Expect partly cloudy nights, with lows around 62 and 61. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict, or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in May, rents in San Diego experienced a slight decline compared to last year, according to a new report from Apartment List. Prices dipped by approximately 0.5% year over year, with a median rent for a one-bedroom apartment at about $2,000 and two-bedroom apartments at $2,500. Although this trend mirrors a nationwide dip, California saw an average rent increase of 1.7%. Despite this cooling off, San Diego remains among the most expensive cities for renters, ranking 12th nationally with a median rent of $2,300. Now on to sports. In a historic first inning at Fenway Park, the Angels made waves by launching 3 home runs against the Red Sox, marking a significant achievement. Zach Nato kicked off the scoring with a leadoff homer, followed by a 3-run blast from Mike Trout and a solo shot from Joe Adell. This was the first time a visiting team hit 3 homers in the opening frame at Fenway since it opened in 1912. Trout, returning from injury, celebrated his 10th homer of the season, while Adell added his 8th and 9th, showcasing their impressive offensive prowess. In local sports, last night at Oracle Park, the Padres edged past the Giants 1-0. It was Iglesias who broke the deadlock in the 10th with a clutch sacrifice fly, allowing Cronenworth to score. The Padres' pitching was stellar, with Suarez securing the win. San Diego outhit San Francisco 6-5, but left 6 runners on base. The Friars now boast a 34-24 record, keeping them second in the West. Tonight, they face off against the Giants again for Game 2 of this 4-game series. Ryan Burgert, with an ERA of 0.00, takes on Landon Roop, holding a 3.4 ERA. First pitch is at 6:45, under clear skies with a temperature of 65 degrees. In top news, in a surprising turn of events, Norwegian grandmaster Magnus Carlsen, widely regarded as the greatest chess player in history, lost his temper after being defeated by teenager Gukish Damaraju in a Norwegian tournament. Following the match, Carlsen slammed the board and exclaimed, "Oh my God," before shaking Damaraju's hand without making eye contact. Damaraju, just 19 years old, capitalized on Carlsen's blunder during a critical moment, securing a victory that he admitted was not the way I wanted it to be. Despite no longer holding the world champion title, Carlsen remains a formidable presence, currently leading the tournament. In business news, a new wave of clear pricing is emerging in America, eliminating hidden fees and presenting all-in costs upfront. Major platforms like Airbnb, Ticketmaster, Booking.com, and StubHub have adopted this transparent pricing model, prompted by a recent rule from the Federal Trade Commission that aims to prohibit unfair pricing tactics. While this change applies mainly to live event tickets and short-term lodging, it enhances competition and aids consumers in making informed decisions. Clear pricing makes common sense, supporting better comparison shopping in a time where many people are financially strained. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $105,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $2,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 9% to 13 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The United States military is exploring applications for the world's largest aircraft, the Windrunner, which is primarily designed to transport enormous wind turbine blades. Developed by Radiat in Colorado, this aircraft will have an impressive wingspan of 80 meters and a length of 108 meters, providing about 12 times the cargo volume of a Boeing 747. Radiat notes that the Windrunner can carry oversized military cargo, including vehicles and even smaller aircraft. Its ability to land on short, unpaved runways could offer critical flexibility during humanitarian and combat operations. And in entertainment news, toy maker Mattel is merging its film and television units to establish Mattel Studios. The company aims to create content inspired by its brands, hoping to replicate the success of the Barbie movie. Robbie Brenner, president of Mattel Films, has been appointed as president and chief content officer, reporting to chairman and chief executive officer Anand Kreiz. Notably, Barbie, starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, earned over $1.4 billion globally. Upcoming projects include Masters of the Universe in June 2026 and Polly Pocket, along with animated series like Hot Wheels Let's Race. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and humorist Mark Twain. And he said, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.